We're joined now by two members of the 9/11 Commission, Timothy Romer, former Democratic congressman from Indiana, and James Thompson, former Republican governor of Illinois. Thanks very much for being with us.
Our pleasure.
Happy to be here.
Before we get to some of your recommendations, I'd like to start by looking back. Your report said that the most important failure was one of imagination, that leaders did not understand the gravity of the threat. And I wonder why you consider it a leap of imagination that wasn't taken, as opposed to, say, considering the reality of what was actually in place at the time, already two attacks that were known to be the work of Al-Qaeda. Tim Romer.
I think it shouldn't have taken too much creativity and imagination, given that the system was blinking red, that coming into the spring and summer, the system was saying something is going to happen. We heard from people like George Tenet, whose hair was on fire. Still, when Mousawi is arrested on August the 16th, a few weeks before 9/11, and the title of this arrest is Extremist Learns to Fly, and they don't connect the fact that here is somebody in country that might be trying to do something in our country to Americans with these warnings that have been pouring into the system. It's a failure, along with the failure on policy. It was a failure of management, and that George Tenet declares war in 1998, and we're not only not fighting the war, we're not understanding who the enemy is, and we don't understand where they are, how they're going to attack us, or where their hatred is coming from.
Let's shift the focus forward and talk about one of your recommendations, which is to call for the creation of a Director of National Intelligence, a National Counterterrorism Center that would be within the executive branch. One criticism is that even though you're asking for people to think outside the box, if you centralize, if you create a big superstructure, couldn't that stifle dissenting voices? Governor Thompson?
That's a false criticism. The people who are now doing the job will, in many instances, fill the job in the newly created agency. We're not going to toss out every intelligence analyst we have now and start fresh with kids out of college. That much is clear. But we will have at the top of this structure a person who is responsible to the President, the Congress, and the American people for ensuring that there is cooperation among analysts, cooperation among covert specialists, and cooperation among people who are picking up intelligence information, whether on the law enforcement side or on the covert action side. And we don't have that now. Right now, the director of the CIA is supposed to run the CIA and superintend the actions of the Intelligence Committee, though he has no personnel or budget authority. And if you can't hire and fire people, and if you can't give money out, you don't have any authority at all, as we know from the real world. If we go to a national intelligence director located within the executive office of the president, then we know who to hold responsible.
Your report also has strong words for Congress and congressional oversight, with some ideas about how to strengthen Congress's role. Congressman Romer, as a former member of that pool of people on the Hill, you're well aware this was probably going to run into a buzzsaw. A lot of feathers would be ruffled of people who would have to give up power and don't want to.
Listen, this is in their job description. They are public servants and very good ones, but the Constitution states that they are serving to protect and defend our country, and we need to do a lot more to make this country safer from where we're vulnerable to the Al-Qaeda threat. They need to reorganize their committee structure so that they're not fighting the Soviet Union and the Cold War, but they're organized along committee lines and jurisdiction and appropriations and oversight so that they're now postured for this new hot war against the jihadists. They need to, in elections, be held accountable by the American people, and the American people, the best agents of change in our history, who know that the perfect storm is coming together here for change, that they will be held accountable if we don't get the appropriate changes. Senator McCain and Senator Lieberman, who I worked with to create the 9/11 Commission, are introducing legislation, a resolution today, generally to endorse many of these recommendations. And the American people who paid so much attention to these hearings for the past several months, we need their action, we need their participation, and we need them to assist in making this country more responsible and more safe.
There seems to be a palpable sense of urgency among the commissioners, a sense that a failure to act very quickly on these recommendations could result in dire consequences.
Well, if you had sat with us in the Oval Office with the President of the United States a few weeks ago and have the President of the United States say to us, I think there's every likelihood that we're going to be attacked again, you'd have a palpable sense of urgency about this, too. We took seriously those presidential words. I know the president takes those words seriously. And if we did not come up with recommendations that we thought might help that situation, and if we did not press for their urgent enactment, we'd be failing in our job.
Tim Romer?
Al-Qaeda has, while they've been significantly degraded from what they were prior to 2001, they have metastasized into a brand new, different type of threat. They have the ability to go after soft targets from Bali to Madrid. They have the ability to try to get people into Iraq and attack Americans there. They have the ability to come to the United States. And in terms of soft targets to more drastic threats, we heard absolutely heart-stopping, bone-chilling testimony from some people who told us that as far back as 1994, Osama bin Laden told his people it was a religious obligation to try to get chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons and to kill as many Americans as he possibly could. Those are words that we think about every day, and when we see vulnerabilities and we see ways that we can change our old posture based upon a 1947 National Security Act, Jim and I do feel that we need to act and act promptly.
Gentlemen, thanks to you both.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Timothy Romer, former Democratic congressman from Indiana, and James Thompson, the former Republican governor of Illinois, both members of the 9/11 Commission.